Young and Jennifer Lopez, all on the way.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 26. In news just in, Eskom has warned of a high risk of load shedding due to sixth-generation units breaking down. The utility company says this has placed a severe strain on the power system and they are now required to use the emergency reserves. Eskom says any additional loss of capacity could result in the immediate implementation of Stage 2 load shedding. South Africa's former ambassador to the United States, Ibrahim Rasool, has met with International Relations Minister Ron Lamola following his return from Washington. Rasool was expelled last week after criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's political movement. Anastasia Mokhobo reports.
The Department of International Relations says a formal report on Rasool's expulsion will be submitted to President Cyril Ramaphosa for his consideration. Until then, the department will not deliver any further comments. Rasool arrived home to a hero's welcome at Cape Town International Airport, where hundreds of ANC supporters cheered him on.
The diplomacy of Ubuntu is not the art of lying for your country. It is the art of speaking the truth, but gently.
Rasool is expected to meet with Ramaphosa in the coming days. Anastasia Mokhobo for Jacaranda FM News.
The police and prison civil rights union has condemned the brutal killing of five Soshanguve patrollers. The community-based patrollers at the Marimi informal settlement were shot and killed over the weekend. Pop Crew spokesperson Richard Mamabolo.
This tragic event underscores the escalating dangers faced by CPF members and law enforcement officers across the country. We reiterate our call for a national dialogue to address the safety and well-being of all security personnel and to develop comprehensive strategies to prevent such tragedies in the future.
Iran says it is open to indirect talks with the United States after President Donald Trump had demanded negotiations for a new nuclear deal. The Iranian foreign minister says Tehran would not engage in direct talks with Washington under threats and so long as Trump maintains his maximum pressure policy of sanctions. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And it's 5 years since the COVID-19 pandemic hit the world. The pandemic touched all South Africans and sectors, including the media. Gauteng resident and broadcaster Pretin Genwa described the experience as challenging.
I had to move back home 2 weeks after being appointed at Voice of This. And I think you can imagine how disappointed, how uncomfortable the feeling was. There was a silent pause for the longest of time when it comes to radio because people were also still trying to figure out how to navigate the situation.
The COVID Chronicles, 5 years of masks, thermometers, and my fellow South Africans is available on jackaroundfm.com. Go to Jackpot or wherever good podcasts are available. I'm Njopinaar Hoofnuusdier. Eskom waarsku daar is 'n hoë risiko dat fase 2 beerkrag in plek gestel kan word.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
-4 degrees and I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney.